93.7, the River Classic Rock Redefined. There goes those cute little Foo Fighters. Everlong, Dog and Joe Show on a Thursday. Cash coming up in 6 minutes. $1,000. All you got to do is text the code word back each and every hour. $1,000. 6A to 6P for double pay work day. If I had to ask, and I ask because we are now just 7 days away from Halloween. Tuesday night, we're going to have Halloween. Joe loves Halloween.
Danny, I do.
You a fan of Halloween?
I am.
You dress up and do all that?
I do.
Okay. And did you dress up this morning?
What do you mean?
That's not a costume? Dana's under the weather. She's sick. But people do love Halloween. So I ask this. If you had to guess, and I know it's a tough question, think about all the landmarks, all the buildings, and all the different places. Where would you say, or what would you say, is the most haunted place in California? And we have a list. Dana will post these up.
Wow.
She'll put them up on Facebook at 93.7theriver.com. These are the places that are most haunted per state. So what do you think California's is?
Oh, man.
That's a great question.
And it's very well known, I guess, in these parts. Lots of people have been there. I don't know if you've been, Dana, but it's a very, very popular tourist attraction. That's the only hint I'm going to give.
I have a guess.
Okay.
Is it Hearst Castle?
That is what I probably would have guessed if someone asked me. I probably would have forgotten about what it actually is. That's a damn fine guess, but it is not.
Because the first thing that came to mind before Hearst was locally, there's a house downtown that is supposed to be haunted.
That's Dorothy Puente's, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where she was taking all the Social Security checks and then, you know, putting the bodies out there.
Yeah.
Remember, didn't we drive around looking for that house one time?
Oh, man.
We were going to take a photo in front of it or something years ago.
That house is creepy.
We never actually did. I remember back when this happened. It happened in, like, God, 87, 88, something like that.
You were going to show it to me or something? I forget what we did.
My wife and I, we came up to Cal Expo one time from Modesto. We drove by it because everybody was hanging out there. And it was all over the news. So we drove by it right after it happened. And it is a creepy house.
It's so creepy. When I lived downtown, I couldn't walk by it because it was just creepy. It's awful.
Yeah, but the house is okay now. People are back in it.
You know that house downtown, Dana? You'd probably know it. You've probably seen it too, Dog, but friends of mine that have grown up here and lived here, it's got the lions that sit out front. It's like a big mansion-looking house.
It's on, like,
house.
H and 22nd?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, that house is creepy, too.
They say that's a haunted one, too.
Yeah, but is it haunted just because it looks scary, or is it legit haunted?
You hear a different story from everyone who tells it. I don't know.
I don't think that house has had consistent owners.
Yeah.
Like, there hasn't been people who have lived there for long periods of time.
I think it sits empty primarily. And that's what people see. They're walking around late night or whatever, and they'll see a light on in there when no one's supposed to be in it. It's just weird.
And you do believe in ghosts.
Oh, hell yes.
And I know Dana, she believes in ghosts. So what do you think it is, Joe? I know you're going to have a tougher time because you weren't born here, but what do you think the most haunted thing in California is?
Does the name the Winchester House ring a bell to you guys? Is that here or is that back where I grew up? I can't remember. Do you know about the Winchester House?
So you looked at this.
No, I didn't. I know of this house because I know this story. I actually am into ghost stories, so I know about this woman that built all these weird things inside this house.
You looked at this, though, because it was haunted.
On my son's life, I did not.
You didn't look?
I swear to you.
Because typically what we do is we get all these things that we're going to talk about for the show, and I send them over the night before, and Joe doesn't look at 1 ounce of them.
Never.
But anytime it says haunted or ghost or alien,
I literally didn't see this, no, I promise. I just know that this woman, she built all these weird random doors and staircases and
elevators and rooms
that go to nowhere, right?
Well, because a lot of the construction didn't finish.
Right.
So you'll open a door, you'll walk into it, and it just, there's a wall.
Well, yeah, weird rooms that are just off of stair steps, and it's just a very bizarre building.
This Winchester, right?
Yeah.
I don't feel like it is because it's such a huge tourist attraction.
Yeah, well, that's
why people go there.
That's why people go.
Yeah.
It is the Winchester House.
And they say you feel weird inside of it, and it's like you get like cold chills, and you can feel cold air blowing on the back of your neck, and it's just bizarre.
I've been to it. It's been a long time. I don't remember it being haunted. Yeah, I mean, it's right in the middle of downtown San Jose. Like, if you're going to go to Santana Row and all, I mean, it's right there. I forget what the exit is, but it's right there in the middle.
Are you going in it?
Oh, yeah, years ago. Everybody's been inside of it.
Oh,
it's $26 a person now. 10,000 panes of glass, 47 fireplaces, 160 rooms total now.
Yeah.
Okay? Including 40 bedrooms. And what happened is they came from, I think, Connecticut, and this is the family of Winchester, the gun company. And I think the husband and the daughter died of tuberculosis. But other family members died from gunshot wounds and gun accidents during testing.
Mm-hmm.
And there was always some sort of ghost that followed this family. So the wife, she wanted to move from Connecticut and build this house to get rid of the ghosts.
It followed the husband, right?
It followed the husband or the family,
yes,
or her.
Something like that.
And some premonition or some weird breeze one night said, you need to pack up from Connecticut. You need to move out west and build this mystery house to get rid of the ghosts. And it never happened. And the entire time, and the workers that built this, they built this thing day and night.
And they couldn't understand it. They were like, because her mind was trying to confuse the ghost, is why she built the staircases that went nowhere and the rooms that had, isn't that why she was building it that way?
I don't know why or what exactly happened. They just had tons and tons of money,
you
know, back in the day when they built this thing. And she just kept going and going and building and building. And, you know, now today, it still sits there. And some people say that, yeah, they've seen ghosts, they feel the wind, but it is legit haunted, according to people that believe in legit hauntings.
Hmm.
So,
the most haunted place I've ever felt, that I felt
Don't weirdest. Say it again. That's stupid.
What?
You're not going to say the meth lab.
No, God. Well, that is, Dana, right or wrong?
Shut it is up. Haunted.
I swear
it
to
is.
God, on everything holy, dude, that building, that meth lab building, that old radio station building is haunted.
It is not haunted.
Yes, it is. Yes, it really is.
How come I don't? You guys always see ghosts and you see this stuff. How come I don't?
Because you weren't there in
you're
the
not
overnight
sensitive
hours.
To it.
What do you mean sensitive to it?
Like, certain people are more sensitive to that kind of stuff.
Like, what does that mean?
Well, if you truly don't believe in it, you're not going to be affected by it. I mean, it's going to have to be
I don't even fully believe in it, but I can feel it. Like, in my house that we own, I know there's a ghost in our house.
No, there's not,
yes,
Dana.
There is.
And what does the ghost do?
I don't know. I just see Olivia staring off into space and at the ceilings and stuff sometimes, and she runs away scared. If she's in another room, she comes to find me. There's just weird little things, and the house has weird noises that aren't house noises.
Did you say lights would be on once in a while that you knew were off?
No, not that. But my house had somebody commit suicide in it before we moved in there. So, so there's just a major creep. There's a weird feeling in my house.
So someone committed suicide in the house right before you bought it.
Well, because it's 3 years or something like that. So it was within 3 years somebody had committed suicide.
But you were the next owners or occupants of the house after the suicide.
Yeah, the family that sold us the house, the wife was the one who committed suicide.
Ooh.
Oh, good Lord, that's frightening.
And nothing will bring you a real estate deal like a tragedy or a suicide or death in the house.
We totally got a screaming deal on the house. I mean, but he also cut a lot of corners on some of the stuff he did house-wise.
Well, so nobody wanted the house. That's why you got a deal on it. But you guys moved in.
No, we had a really aggressive offer, too. So that was the other reason.
Okay. But you think that it's haunted because you always think about the suicide? Or do you think it's haunted because it's haunted?
I don't think my house is haunted. There's a difference between haunted and having a ghost.
Yes, big difference.
I think there's a ghost in my house, and I don't know if it has malicious intentions. Oh, I don't think it does.
That's the ghost over at the meth lab. It's not a malicious. It's there's a ghost there, but it's not technically haunted. And it would only happen late at night. There's few people in the building. And anyone who's worked in there later, couple of years, I did the night show, bro. I saw it. And when I would get scared, I would be like,
everything scares you, though.
I would say, come on, man, you're starting to freak me out.
You would start talking to the ghost.
Oh, yeah. And it would stop.
Oh.
It would stop. And I've seen it.
You have not.
I've seen it 3 or 4 times.
What does it look like?
It's a Civil War era-esque garb. Dressed in white. He's all dressed like Colonel Sanders is what the like an old suit looking thing like that. And it's in the,
because right there on Madison, a lot of people don't know this, a lot of the battleground, that was a historic battleground for many of the different skirmishes. Everybody knows
not
that
it took a place north on, and south.
Yes,
uniform.
Yes, all the famous generals, that's where they matched up, was right there on Madison Avenue.
I'm saying time period style of clothing.
That doesn't even make sense.
You know how Colonel Sanders dressed with the weird clothing?
Yeah, but that's not Civil War.
Yeah, it is.
No, he wore a suit with a necktie.
That looks like Civil War era clothing to me.
Doesn't look like a Civil War soldier.
Well, not a soldier era. The time frame, like what other people wore that weren't fighting on the battleground.
That's just kooky. See,
old style clothing. I don't know what else you want me to say.
Why would that be there? Why would that ghost be there?
I don't know. But you hear loud bangs that shouldn't be going on, and I mean, the doors will open and close.
It's so creepy dark in there,
dude. Creepy.
I think it's your fears and your superstitions. I think it's you getting the best of you. I think that's what it is with everyone.
I'm not an overly superstitious person.
And why would so many people have seen it and noticed it? Many interns and promo kids and
people that work there all think that.
Yeah.
So the only reason I didn't see it is because I don't believe in ghosts.
And you weren't there at wee hours of the night, very rarely.
What's going on? Welcome, Tom. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Hi, Tom.
Yeah, I'm thinking of one of the haunted places that has some of the most eerie, creepiest goings-on to this day, with even the Walking Dead going around it, and that would be California State Capitol.
Oh, well, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Tom, talking about the actual, real, physical zombies that cruise around all the homeless people, and, you know, I think that's what he's talking about. The State Capitol, if it's not haunted, it should be, because when you look in...
It doesn't feel haunted, though.
No, it doesn't.
Not to me, either.
I've been in there millions of times, and I think it's cool. I love going in there and looking at the history and everything on the walls, and it's a beautiful, beautiful building. And I guess some people out there might think that it's haunted, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
Can't be. I don't believe in this stuff anyway.
Man, I do. 100%.
Ray, welcome.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Ray.
Hands free.
No, Ray! Oh, yes, you are, Ray. First one of the morning!
Yeah, you guys ever heard of the Vineyard House in Paloma?
Uh-uh.
I haven't.
Oh, yeah, it's there was a lady that used to live there a long time ago, and she chained her husband to the...
Oh, my goodness.
...the basement or something like that, and then they turned it into, like, a bed and breakfast and everything, but there's a lot of creepy stuff that goes on over there.
Okay, I'm just going to say this. I'll say this right now. I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe in haunted houses. But I'm here to tell you, each and every bed and breakfast, I don't care which year it was built, they could have built it last year, bed and breakfasts in any state are haunted. They're all creepy. They just have a creepy vibe about them. They're eerie. I will not stay at a bed and breakfast. They're icky.
Because 90% of them don't have TVs in the bedrooms or anything. It's just, you go
they're
in there,
weird.
It's just very weird.
You got a communal bathroom you have to share with the other guests. And the reason I believe that is because the only time I ever stayed at a bed and breakfast was when an old show partner of mine up in Oregon was going to get married there.
Oh, this story's creepy.
We go to stay the night there. We wake up the next morning. The ambulance is there pulling the preacher out on a stretcher. He died.
Yeah.
And that was the day he was supposed to get married.
How creepy is that?
I'll never stay at another bed and breakfast again because they're all haunted, and I don't believe. I do not believe in them.
They're all just really, it's because they're so quiet.
They're usually old Victorian-esque, you know, houses, and they stink and they creak and they're just yuck.
Very romantic, but once the romance stops and you're laying there looking at the ceiling, that's when the ghosting begins.
Yeah,
goodness.
You go to sleep and the ghost, you know, starts jumping on your wife and it gets real weird.
American Horror Story right there.
Carolyn, good morning.
Give me cold chills,
you guys. I just want to let you know that we got a really haunted place pretty close. Have you heard of the Preston School of Industry? In Ione?
No.
It's Boys Reformatory, and I'm a historical docent there.
Oh,
my goodness.
Wow.
Right now we're doing a kick-ass Halloween thing through next weekend. So I've been doing it since 2009. I'm an amateur ghost hunter. Place is haunted.
Carolyn, come on.
And stuff happens during the day, too.
Carolyn, hang on. I'm going to ask you this question, then we're going to hit the sounder for cash, and I'm going to come back to you, okay? Because I want to find out if you really, truly do believe in this, or you're just hawking tickets.
I want to get Carolyn's number, because I want to take a friend to this thing. I want to go on a ghost tour.
All right, back to Carolyn. Carolyn, appreciate you hanging. Make sure you jump on. Text it back. Get the cash. Double pay work day. Carolyn, why do you believe in ghosts? Why do you think this stuff's real? Honestly.
Because I've actually been touched by ghosts, and I've heard them talk to me.
Oh.
I cannot see human ghosts, but I've had my animals come back to me, and that's actually freaked me out.
You mean dead animals that have perished, they've come back, and you've seen them?
I've seen them, and I've heard them.
Oh.
The most recent is when I had to put my dog to sleep. I kept hearing this weird noise, and I was watching TV. And long story short, when I realized it was her dog tag, her rabies shot thing clicking together when your dog shakes their head.
Yeah, the jingle.
As soon as I said, I knew that, it disappeared and never came back.
Like, oh, I just gave him. I got him all the way up and down my legs and arms. That just cold chilled me to death.
Now, Carolyn, come on. Is it because you miss that dog and you're thinking about the dog and you're lonely and you want the dog back? Is that what conjured up the sound, or was it a legit?
Dog. No, dog. That was 3.5 years after I put her to sleep.
Oh man, dude. See, you're a skeptic because you don't believe in anything.
What do you mean? I don't believe in anything. I believe in lots of things.
Anything. A little
funny?
Mildly odd like this.
Yeah, I don't believe in stuff that's not real. That's accurate.
It's proven. Ghosts are a real thing. Human beings have souls inside of them. It's got to go somewhere when you die.
Yeah, but why? Why does it have to go somewhere when you die? Why does the soul have to go up in the sky or hover around in a house?
If you die a peaceful death and everything is good to go, it probably won't. But if you're ripped out of your body like that, someone commits murder on you or you commit suicide or... then
Bowie.
Most certainly your soul is going to be hanging around in an area.
Check this out. Dana's going to put it up right now. Most haunted places per state. Winchester Mystery House is California. So we'll put the list up there. You can look at it. It'll be both on Facebook's and 937theriver.com. Here's yes.